Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word. Welcome to our worldwide church service. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith, and I'm so glad to get to be with you. How are you doing this week? Are you ready for a good week? Well, you know, I believe that we're going to have a good week this week. You know, how could you not have a good week? Jesus died for you. You're precious people, praise the Lord. And so it's going to be a good week if you trust the Lord and believe Him for a wonderful week. You know, you say, well, Jeremiah, you don't know the challenges I'm going through. Well, you can still have a good week. Hey, you know, God can bring you through. He's faithful, and you get to see Him do that. It kind of depends on how you look at the circumstances, you know. But if you look at the circumstances, God's going to always bring you through because He's faithful, and you always triumph through Christ Jesus. You can have a good week, amen. And knowing He paid the price for you, you know, this can be the best week you ever had. And I'm so glad I get to be with you, and I'm pumped up to spend some time with you today. You know, hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith, and this is Jeremiah Smith Ministries Podcast, and we're so glad to get to be with you. We're live right now on Podbeams, and you can check us out on Podbeam. We're trying to be available for you on Sundays and Wednesdays. We are live right now going around the world. And you're welcome to tune in and listen to us on Sundays at 4 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, we try to be here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central Time. If we're not here for some reason, we post a message at jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. And so you might want to follow us there if you enjoy this podcast and you're listening to us live or you're listening to a rebroadcast, you know. And, you know, you might invite someone else and encourage them. You know, we're living in a dark world, you know, and people need to have hope and peace and joy. And, you know, this is a great podcast to encourage somebody and be a blessing to their life, you know, and you can just plug it in, listen to it, you know, you can put it on your headphones, walk around and go wherever you want to go and listen to the podcast, and someone can get encouraged. So if you know somebody is down, give them something to listen to that'll encourage them and be a blessing. And I believe this podcast will do that for them and be a blessing to their lives. Do you believe that? Has it been a blessing to you? Well, if it's been a blessing to you, give it to somebody to encourage them, praise the Lord. You say, well, Jeremiah, you're just trying to promote yourself. No, I'm not. I'm promoting Jesus, amen? Jesus is who we're promoting here. And, you know, and we want to encourage somebody today that, you know, maybe they're dealing with depression or they're down, and, you know, give them something to listen to that'll encourage them and be a blessing to their lives today. You know, the people in this world need encouragement. You know, you think about, and people, you know, as soon as you say that, you have people go, oh, you know, you don't have to encourage them. Oh, you know, it just kind of wrinkles, gets them, you know, upset. You know, when you start talking that way about Jesus, you know, but, you know, we're preaching the good news, right? We're not preaching the sad news to people. We're trying to give them the good news. And there's good news and there's hope for people today. Amen. There's healing power for you today. Here's a healing Jesus. And maybe you've got a broken heart today and there's a healing Jesus that'll come heal your heart right there where you're at. Maybe you're needing physical healing. You know, there's still a healing Jesus. Amen. You know, Isaiah 53:5 says, for He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. When you flip over to 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by His stripes we were healed. So there's still a healing Jesus. He paid for it at the cross, and He's healing you right there, right now, with His power. Praise the Lord, and we're promoting Him today. Do you believe that? Do you believe He could heal you right there on your motorcycle, heal you right there in your car, heal you right there on the couch today? Could the Holy Ghost get right there where you're at today? Could He be there while you're cleaning the dishes, while you're getting ready, taking care of the children? Amen. The Holy Spirit can touch you right there where you're at, stir your spirit up, encourage you, help you to get through your day. Hey, you know, you get through it a little easier when you have the Holy Spirit helping you and His power helping you today. And you say, well, how do you know this? Well, I live this. You know, I get up, I need His power every day. Did you say that every day? Yeah, every day. Need His precious power, need His presence every day to help me. And I believe that He'll help you today with whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through today. He'll help you right there where you are. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost get in your chair with you right there. Let Him get in there where you're at today, and let Him be a blessing to you and bless your life. Praise the Lord. I believe He's blessed mine tremendously, and I believe He wants to do that for you. Praise the Lord. So you can catch us at those times. Listen to the rebroadcast. You can listen to those on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podcast. Podbean, TuneIn off Alexia, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Deezer, Verbal, iVox, Audio Junkie, Podchaser, Player FM, Samsung, and of course, this video, if you like videos, will be posted on YouTube. We usually post those about 9 o'clock. I used to do YouTube Live, but the quality wasn't quite as good as what I like it. So we post now the videos at 9 p.m. and we premiere them at 9 p.m. So you can chat with your buddy there if you'd like to. You can chat there while it's on live premiering. And you can say, praise the Lord, give us some holy hands emojis, whatever you want to do. But you can post it there on YouTube at Jeremiah Smith Ministries and on YouTube. So you can search us on YouTube. There's nearly something like 250 videos or 300 videos there. You can listen to our podcast at our home at Podbean. You can listen to something like nearly 600 messages now. We're at 550 or more, 560, something like that. Getting close. And so you can feed your spirit and feed on some things there and on Podbeam. So check those out, you know, and these other places that I've given to you, they've got lots of our messages, if not all of them. And you can listen to the rebroadcast, usually they're the new ones. And I believe that they'll encourage you. So you don't have to get another app. You can just use what we have. And I believe that it'll be a blessing to your life if you'll let it be a blessing to your life. Do you believe the Lord could bless you today? And do you think he's got a word for you today? Well, you know, he's been talking to me about some things. I believe he's going to speak some things into your life today. If you'd like to give, there's no pressure to give. Everything we got's free. You can pull us up on Chrome or Google there, download the messages for free, and give them somebody else. Encourage them and be a blessing to their lives today. You know, it's just so wonderful to think about somebody getting encouraged today. You know, it's so wonderful to think about that in somebody's life when they're dealing with a dark time and they're going through challenges. It's a wonderful thing to me to think about them being encouraged. You know, the Bible says the fivefold ministry are here. They're here to encourage you. Look it up. They're here to encourage you and be a blessing to you. So if the preacher's beating you down, slapping you around, you know, you need to find you another preacher. Amen. You know, and you need to find somebody when you come into when you go into a hospital, you know, for the Lord, you know, they need to be helping you and encouraging you, not making things worse. They need to be helping you to get back on track with life so you can fulfill the call that God's put on your life to do whatever it is that you have to do. And I believe that's what we're here to do, is be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. So you can listen to our messages there. You can give if you like. You can't outgive Jesus. Amen. You can't outgive God. Luke 6:38 says, "Given it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over." Man, you know, if you're not giving, you're not getting, right? You know, you need to be giving Jesus. God gave Jesus to get you. He believes in his principles, his own principles. You know, God's not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Well, you know, that's his principle, you know. And when you mock that law, you're mocking his principles, you know, and it's important that you're giving so God can take care of your life, praise the Lord, you know, and he wants you to give. There's no pressure to give here, but you know, all of our stuff is free to you, but you need to make sure you're giving somewhere so God can take care of you, you know. And you know, it's important that you're doing something for God and sowing. If you can't give anything else, you know, if you can't do anything else, you need to be praying, you know, pray for somebody, you know, you can give your time. You can pray. I remember listening to a minister talk about he didn't have any money to give before he started ministering. And so what he did is he started praying, you know, for a ministry that was really blessing him, you know, taking time every day praying for you. You can count on him to pray for you. Well, he's sowing, you know, and you need to be sowing and praying for people. That's important for you to be doing that, is in sowing into other people's lives. And you can do that by praying. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get into our message. Grab your Bible, get your tablet, get your phone. We're going to be talking something a little bit different today because the Lord's kind of directed me into a different thing that we were talking about. Trying to remember here, we're talking about, what was it we were talking about? Praise the Lord. We were talking about taking opportunities. That's what we've been talking about for about 2 weeks. We may get back on that, but the Lord's been dealing me about some different things. So we're going to be talking about something a little different today. And so we'll go just whichever way he directs us. That's what's important, you know, and you need to be going whichever way he's directing you, you know. You don't want to miss it. You want to listen to him every day, you know, and if he's leading you a different way, you got to be pliable for him, right? You know, a vessel, you know, when they're putting it on the wheel, it has to be pliable to be able to form it the way it needs to be formed, you know. They put water on there or whatever to kind of form the clay, you know, and And there's scripture talks about you need to be pliable, you know, and it's important that you're pliable. It's interesting that water can cause you to be more pliable. More of his presence can cause you to be more pliable so he can do the things he wants to do in your life, make changes in you that he wants to make in your life. But, you know, you got to be pliable and open to that, you know. It's interesting, you know, if you have a vessel here, say like my coffee cup, you can't really change it, you know, after it's been cooked and it's been set the way it is, you know, it's not really that pliable, you know. But when it's on the wheel, you can ply it and change it, you know. And God with our lives wants us to be pliable. He's trying to make us a vessels of honor for him, right? Isn't that what the scripture says? Then he wants you to be a vessel unto honor, and you got to be pliable, and he may have you do some changes, do some different things. And so it's important that you're letting him do that in your life. Are you willing to come under his mighty hand to do what he'd have you to do? You know, that's a crazy word that people get wild about, you know, submission, right? And we have to submit to the Holy Spirit. We need to come under his mighty hand and let him guide us and direct us, you know, because he's the best steering, you know, the best driver that you can have in your life. He'll steer you in the right directions. I believe he stirred you here today, you know, because he's trying to get you on track in the right directions, you know. So you got to come under his hand so he can direct you, you know. It's easy to do what we want to do, you know, every day. We can make our own decisions, and we also can be in places we don't want to be, you know. But we're supposed to come under the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit, and he'll get us to the directions that we need to be, you know, get in the places we need to go. And so we need to come unto the Holy Spirit. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Are you ready for our message today? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. You've been so good to us, Father, and we just thank you for your precious presence today. And Father, we just ask, Lord, as we get into this message, Father, that your Holy Spirit be our teacher, to be our help, to be our standby today. We ask, Father, Lord, that you flood us with light, help us to see some things we've never seen before today by your precious Holy Spirit today. Help us just take time and the Holy Spirit be the doctor and be the perfect surgeon for the people listening, Father. Help no one to leave without getting what they need today. And Father, only you can do that by your precious Holy Spirit today. And we acknowledge that and we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to minister all of you and none of me today in Jesus' name. And Father, before we go, we always like to minister to you. Thank you for taking care of our families, taking care of us, being faithful to us, Father. You see the future. You've made prearranged and plans for that, Father. Everything's provided for. And we just thank you for providing everything we need, Father. You're faithful. And we just thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to be getting into a message today. It's very interesting. I have a bin of audio cassettes, just tons and tons of audio cassettes, you know. It's an interesting bin. It's a lot of my favorite things in there. It's got bins of me ministering of some of my first messages. It's got messages of me ministering at the church that I pastored. It's got messages of different ministers that I've enjoyed, even from being a child from like 13, you know, which says a lot because now I'm nearly 50. And so that says a lot. Those are pretty old audio cassettes, you know. And, you know, it's interesting because I go back and I make those digital, you know, because I like to keep them on my phone. I've got digital messages from all kinds of ministers. And the other day, the Lord was dealing with me, get back in there. I want you to see something, you know. And I was like, okay, you know. So I'm going through there, you know. I kind of passed them off, you know, because I've already digitalized a lot of them. And I got in there and I was clicking through there to listen, trying to find something. That's like, no, that don't really satisfy. And then I listened to another one. I was like, oh, that don't really satisfy. It's like, what is it you're trying to tell me, Lord? You know, and I'm looking through these audio cassettes, you know, and it's interesting, you know, when the Lord's speaking to you, you got to be open. Amen. He might have you go to a conference. He might have you listen to somebody online on a YouTube or a good minister, you know, feeding your faith. You know, you got to be open, reading a book, you know, he'll minister through a book. You know, he knows what you need at the time, you know. And I'll never forget, you know, I was listening. I went back to a minister that the Lord ministered to me when I was about 13. And I was listening to this message. I was like, oh, this is it. And he said something that I think will minister to you today. And I feel like this is what the Lord wanted me to talk about today. We may talk about it just this message. We may talk a few weeks on it. We're going to let the Holy Spirit kind of guide us. But it was interesting what he said. He said in this message, one of his points, and he had several points, but it just really stuck in my heart. And we're going to talk about that a little bit because it's a major biblical principle and it's so important. you know, and I think that it's important that we talk about it today. It says, he said, if you want something you never had before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. Think about that today. If you want something you never had before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. Think about that. Let that marinate in your spirit today. Praise the Lord. You know, he's wanting to do some things in people's lives, but you got to be willing to step out and do whatever the Holy Spirit's leading you to do. You know, I remember a minister talking about one time he hurt his leg and he loved to go jogging, you know, and he hurt his knee, I believe it was. And he's like, oh man, you know, so he couldn't jog anymore, you know? And then it wasn't long after that, the Lord told him, well, hey, go run on your leg, you know? He wanted to heal him. But he had to be willing to step out and do something he'd never done before, you know? He stepped out and started running and got his healing. Think about that. But if he wasn't willing to step out and do it, he may never got his healing, you know? What is it he's dealing with you about today? You know, what is it that he might have you do a little different today? You know, you got to be willing to do something that you never had done before. You say, was that a biblical principle? Yes, it's throughout the Bible. You know, he may have you do something you've never done before. And if you're willing to do that, God can bring something to your life that you never had before. So let's talk about this a little bit. We're going to start here in John, the 9th chapter, the first verse. John, the 9th chapter, the first verse, and we're just going to hit a few scriptures today, and hopefully we can get into some more of this next week. We're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us today, you know, and you can write that down, put it in your phone there, put it in your tablet. If you want something you never had before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. I can tell you times in my life, over my life, how many times the Lord's had me do something, you know, and God's blessed me for doing it, but I had to get out of my comfort zone. Could you think about some times in your life when he's had you do that? You know, maybe he's trying to get a blessing into your life today. Maybe he's trying to have you do something and bring something major into your life and bless you, but you procrastinate about it. You're procrastinating about it. You don't do it, you know, and you have to be a person willing to step out and use your faith. You know, and it takes faith, right? You know, not all the circumstances have to be perfect. You know, you have to be a person willing to step out to get the things of God. He loves faith, right? Hebrews 11 talks about that. You know, nothing pleases him more than faith. He loves faith. And so you got to be a person of faith. You know, if you're a person that has to have everything line up perfectly, you're probably never going to get the blessings of God, you know, because we know. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, that there's challenges that you're going to face in the circumstances of life. And even after this message, the devil's going to try to test you to see if he can get the word out of you. You know, you may step out and do the thing God's asked you to do. You know, you're going to be challenged, you know, because he says he comes immediately trying to steal the word from you. And so you've got to be a person that's willing to be focused and ready to go and going to do the thing God's called you to do to receive the blessings that he wants to have in your life. You believe God right now for a healing. And you've decided, hey, I'm going to take the word for a healing right now. Well, you know, I mean, you have to hold on to the word when the challenges come. And when you're facing getting up the next day and you don't feel healed and you feel pain that day, you have to be a person that holds on to the word. You know, no one else can do it for you. You know, no one else can do it for me. We have to be people that hold on to the word so we can get the blessings of God. Whatever it is, maybe he's giving you a dream and he's giving you a vision today, you know. Well, you know, if you don't hold on to that word he's given to you and the circumstances of life take them away from you and the devil's distracted you, you know, you'll never get that dream or that vision if you're not a person that holds on to it in your heart. You got to feed it, right? You have to feed your dreams and you have to feed your vision, you know, keep your faith strong, you know, so that you can get those blessings that God wants you to have in your life. We're looking at John, the 9th chapter, the first verse. It says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Now, his whole life, he was blind. Think about that, from birth. This is how he sees things, he doesn't see things, but he this is how his life is. He doesn't see things, and then every day he gets up, you know, and hey, it's black. When he goes to bed, it's black. But he hears things, but, you know, it's black, you know. You know, circumstances in your life can be dark, and they can seem dark all the time. And from the time you get up, from the time you go to bed, You know, some jobs will wipe you out. Some things you do, working day and night, you know, can wipe you out, can seem dark, you know. So he's going to have to do something he's never done before to come out of that circumstance. God wanted to change the circumstances in his life, but he's going to have to do something he's never done before. Think about that today. Could God change your dark situation, whatever it is today, whatever you're going through? If you're willing to listen to the wind of the Holy Spirit, could he change those circumstances? He's done that for me several times. I've told the story. I'll never forget, you know, I had worked a job, you know, and then here at Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, I'd worked in a dark warehouse for years, you know, and I was just, you know, I was glad to have a job, you know, worked and worked and worked, you know. And then I never forget, you know, and then I got to Tulsa, transferred up there to go to Bible school, you know. But then I needed to get another job. It was at the place where I needed to get another job, you know. And I'll never forget, you know, I was sitting with my wife at the table because my wife, boy, she's focused on helping people achieve their dreams, you know. She loves, she always likes to help them achieve their goals. And she likes, I've seen her do it, I don't know how many times. She likes to find out what people like and help them to get on that pathway. Well, you know, we just got married, you know, and we sit down at the table, you know, and we're looking at jobs, and she speaks to me and she says, well, what do you want to do? You know, I never even thought about that, you know. I said, what do you want to do? You know, anything about that today? Have you ever thought about what you'd like to do with your life? That wasn't even in my line of thinking, you know. And, you know, could that be just too much to think God could do something you enjoy or you could enjoy life? Think about that today, you know. Whatever it is you're in darkness about, is there something that that God's trying to call you out into that's better? Sure he is. He's a good father, and he wants you to have a better life, you know. And he created you for something special, right? Not just going through life, taking up space, and just breathing air. No, God's called you to do something special, and he's called you to accomplish a vision and a dream. You know, and you need to be thinking about what is it that I enjoy? Because he puts those desires in there. And the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, I've ministered on this, I don't know how many times, and I'll never forget. I've seen posts that people are like, God never wanted you to have your dreams and your goals. Really? You'd have to get rid of a lot of scriptures if you don't think that he wants you to have your dreams and your goals and your desires. Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever things you, what? Desire, right? He cares about your desires and wants you to pray for those desires. He's a good father and he wants good things for his children. And so it's important that you're focusing on listening to the Holy Spirit. Now, if they're not godly desires, I'm not talking about those, you know, if you're wanting to start a weed shop or or wanting to do something that's not, you know, in line with getting people saved. And it's all you're supposed to be about the master's business. That's our heart, to love people and teach them the good news and talk to them about Jesus, you know, start a business that promotes the kingdom, gets people into the kingdom with the finances, you know, whatever you can do that promotes the kingdom. We're trying to get people saved as many as we can before Jesus comes back. You know, so it's good, godly desires, you're going to like those things better than anything you've ever done once you get to doing them. It's amazing, you know, but you know, he wants to use you and he wants you to fulfill what he's called you to do. So he's talking to this blind man, the world and around him is dark, right? And he's calling him into a different light, a life altogether. So he's got to see it in his spirit. He's going to have to see some things within himself to get himself out of there, right? And so listen to what he says here. He says, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, at this man or his parents, that he was born blind, right? And maybe you're in a situation like that. Why am I in this situation? Was it because of how I was born? Was I born to this family? Why am I in this situation? That's not how Jesus answered it, is it? He didn't say, well, this is because of a generational curse. This is because your family and your upbringing is why you're here. That's not why he said that, what he said about this situation. That's what Jesus says. He says, Jesus answered, neither this man or his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. He's saying your circumstances and all the things that cause these things, he says these things happen so that he could get glory out of it, you know? so he can cause better things to happen in your life, and he can see the goodness of God in your life, you know. You know, you may be in a dark situation, challenging situation, dealing with oppression and depression, you know, but God can make a testimony out of that and be so you can be a blessing to someone else. Think about that today, you know. This man is a testimony to us for what happened because of what Jesus did for him. You know, and your life can be a testimony for other people to help them. You know, God can bring them out of a dark situation, you know, and but Jesus said it was for his glory so that he could be able to, he could tell this story to everybody. Hey, I was blind, but now I see. Amen. You know, and you could say, well, I was in darkness, but now I see. Now, I had a circumstance when I was raised and all these conditions, but now God's blessed me and I've got a better condition and I'm a better situation, right? And he'll do that with your life. He'll make a better situation out of it if you'll let him do that in your life. You say, well, you know, I've been trying to follow him and God hadn't done that. Well, are you doing everything he's leading you to do? Are you listening? This man had to learn to listen to Jesus. He had to be a person that listened to his voice and did what his voice was telling him to do, you know? And that statement we were to start out was, if you want something you never had before, you got to be willing to do something you've never done before. Well, this gentleman does that. Let's look here at what Jesus said. And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Notice what it says in the sixth verse. It says that when he had said these things, he spat on the ground. Now, this is odd, right? He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. Now, some people, they would be offended in that, you know? Like, I don't know about this. You're spitting in mud and sticking it in my eye. But, you know, if you want something you never had before, you got to be willing to do something you'd never done before. I don't think anybody had ever done anything like this before, but Jesus, you know, and he does that in all of our lives, you know. It may not seem in your natural mind, this is what we need to do. You know, he says, well, hey, I want you to give when you need to be giving to other things. Or he may say to you, you know, you need to get to a healing service when you think, well, hey, it'd be better to do it this way because you've got it figured out, you know. He might have you do things totally different. Are you willing to do something different? Or are you just, you've got to have it figured out, you know? Well, you know, the spiritual things of God and the things of God, he may have you do something totally different, you know. And he may just do it to see if you're going to be obedient. He may just do it because it's not like what you normally do, and he wants to see if you're going to do what he asked you to do, you know. He wants to see if you're going to use some faith and trust him, you know, in your circumstance. And he wants to see if you're willing to do what he asked you to do and believe that he's going to do what he says, you know. He loves faith. God loves faith, you know. And he likes it when you stretch out your faith for him. Notice what he says here. After he had him do that with the mud and put the water and put it in his eyes there, he said to him, go and wash in the pool. And he went and washed in the pool, which is Siloam. He said, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. So if he never got up, right? If you never get up and you stay in the circumstances you are, what does it say? Faith without works is dead, right? It's non-active. Change will not come unless you're willing to step out and do what the Holy Spirit's leading you to do. Change won't happen. It's not enough to just have faith. You know, you can have all the faith in the world, but if you're not willing to do something, and people can pray for you all in the world, but you got to be willing to do what the Holy Spirit's leading you to do, right? If you don't let them lay hands on you, if you aren't willing to go to a service, whatever the Holy Spirit's leading you to do, if you're not willing to take actions that he's asking you to do, you know, prayer is important, but we always have to listen. We got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. A whole nother message right there, you know, cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Are you cooperating with him today? What's he leading you to do today? You know, what has he been talking to you about? You know, you have to cooperate. Well, you say, well, my prayer isn't being answered. Are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit? You know, maybe he's trying to get a harvest in your life, but are you cooperating with him to do that? He may have you start a business and God blesses you with a business, might have you go over here and do something over here, and he blesses you, you know, and maybe he's wanting to get a healing into your life, but he knows where your faith is at and where you have to be to get that to happen in your life, you know, and you got to be willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you know. When you're praying for people so many times, it's so important to check into what their beliefs are, right? Find out where they're at and where their faith is at so you can get them healed, you know. If you don't know anything about them and you just lay hands on them just like everybody else, you know, then you have to be careful because they're at different levels, right? And you got to find out in their life what's going on. Where are they at? What level are they at, you know? So if you really care about them to get them healed, then you have to care about where they're at. You know, Jesus taught them, got their faith up high, and then he'd pray for them, study it. He would teach them and get their faith strong, and then he would pray for them, you know, because he knew just praying for them, you know, they may not get their healing. He knew he had to get their faith strong, you know. Then maybe today you need to hear it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You're hearing this message and your faith's getting stronger. Well, you know, then you can act, you know, and do the things that God's called you to do. But faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God and hearing. Some people won't sit down and listen. You know, you've got to be willing to listen, you know, so your faith can get strong, you know. That I remember a minister talking about how he likes to read, and a couple of ministers actually, they like to read the word out loud. Why? Because they know faith comes by hearing. They're hearing themselves read the word out loud. And faith comes by how? By hearing. You can't get around that, can you? You know, so you need to be around things that build your faith. And you have to be, you got to do it consecutively, not just one day, not just 2 days, you know. And, you know, you didn't get it just from this. You've got to be around things that build your faith. That's why you're here at this podcast right now. You know, you're getting your faith built today, you know. So this man was willing to step out, and it changed his circumstances because he was willing to step out of his comfort zone, you know. He got something he never had before because he's willing to do something he never did before, you know. And there's so many people that miss blessings because they're not willing to step out of their comfort zone, you know. He says faith without actions is dead and void. You've got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone is to get the things that God wants you to have in your life. You know, you got to be a person of action, you know, person of action that gets things done, you know, so God can do some wonderful things in your life. You know, I remember Barrett Minister, they were saying one time about a minister, he's talking about how he was trying to get the direction for his life, or he was talking about getting direction for your life. And he was talking about, you got to get the bike rolling. You know, you've got to get on the bike and go. Well, you know, if you're going, he can lead you and he can guide you in different directions. But if you're sitting, how can he do that? You know, Paul did that. Paul would go to one town and he felt like he shouldn't go to this town, so he'd go to the next town. But he was moving, you know, read it in the scriptures. You'll see he was moving and God was able to lead him and guide him because he was a person of action, right? And so he got up. And he didn't really have anything else to lose. You ever been in that such a circumstance where you didn't have anything else to lose? You know, I mean, it ain't going to do you no good to spend that last $2 on a hamburger, you know, and put it in the ground and sow it, you know, let God do something with it, you know, and make it more. Let God make it more in your life. You know, you get up in the morning, use some time for prayer. That can change some things. You've got to be a person of action if you want your circumstances to change. And it did for him. It paid off for this gentleman because he was willing to step out of his comfort zone. It's so important. I can go on and on and on. And you've heard this many messages about this, but you know, if you can't step out, you're not ever going to see the blessings, right? If you can't step out, if you're always overwhelmed for what you see, and you're always overwhelmed by all the circumstances, and you're never going to get beyond those circumstances. You have to be a person willing to step out. Let's go to John, the second chapter, the first verse. We're going to look at this real quick. John, the second chapter, the first verse. Yeah, this is about Jesus and the wine, the wedding. This was his first miracle. So this is pretty important, isn't it? You know, this is Jesus, and this is where it starts, you know. He's 30 years old, starts his ministry, you know. It's interesting, he started it when he's in his 30s. You know, and this is the first miracle that we have recorded that he did. So you think we can learn a lot from the first thing that Jesus did? Well, let's look at that real quick. The first verse, it says, on the third day, where there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to them, they have no wine. She's like, oh my goodness, we don't have any wine. We're out of chips and dip. We're out of pizza. The party can't go on, you know. And I'll never forget, me and my wife were talking one time. We were like, we like to party, you know. And they were like, man, those people are Christians, you know. They like to party, you know. My wife's like, no, with soda, with Coke, you know, and pop and pizza party, you know. I don't know what they were thinking. Like, we're going to get, you know, party, get crazy, you know. But we were thinking pop and pizza, you know. And we were like, we like to party, you know. Listen to what it says here, though, in the fourth verse. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? He's like, what's this got to do with me? It sounds like a Mary problem, not a Jesus problem, right? But this is mom. He wants to take care of mom. You know, you need to take care of mom, right? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to do, do it. Oh, so much wisdom there. You know, and this is a mother that's been watching him from his birth up. So she knows that whatever he says to do, there's going to be fruitful. There's going to be some wonderful things that happen from whatever he says to do. You know, and it doesn't happen from what you say to do, right? That's why we got to get his word on it. You know, on your circumstance, you know, whatever it is today, you need to find his word on whatever it is, his rhema for whatever's going on in your life today. What is it he's talking to you about? That's the thing that can change your circumstances. That's the thing that can change everything. If you can just find what he's telling you to do, listening to your spirit and listen to that still small voice down in you. That's the thing that changes everything. Not what you want to do, right? And when we're looking here, this isn't exactly what you would think it would have him to do. It sounds outrageous probably to some people, you know, and you go telling other people about it's not wise. We've seen in the scriptures how that can affect you and cause lots of challenges for you. You know, you go telling anybody going to get counsel about this, you know, and they're like, that sounds crazy probably to you. You know, some people, if you give them counsel, if they're not Christian people, or if they're not very grown spiritually, they're going to look at you and go, that's crazy. You know, why would you do that? You know, but if that's the thing God's telling you to do, that's the thing that can change your circumstances, you know, and you need to listen to him. Listen to the Holy Spirit. It may be a direct opposite of what the world says to do, right? It might be told backwards to what the world's saying in your life, you know, but you've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. He knows what's good for you. He's the perfect counselor, isn't he? He's the perfect help, is what the scripture says. And so, you know, you need to listen to the perfect help and the perfect counselor. You know, you say, well, that doctor told me this, you know. Well, he's not the perfect help, and he's not the counselor, and he's not your creator, is he? You know, you say, well, this counselor told me this, and this is what this pastor told me, you know. Yeah, but you need to listen overall. We never overrule the Holy Spirit, right? We listen to the Holy Spirit, number one. You know, I don't care who it is. You know, even me, you need to check and listen to the Holy Spirit. He's the ruler of the universe. God's the ruler of the universe, and he's trying to talk to you through the precious Holy Spirit, and you need to listen to him. He has the best advice, the best direction. He's going to always keep you on track. If he has to get louder, he will. If he has to draw it on a board for you to get your attention, he'll do it. If he has to send somebody to speak in your life really loud like me today, he's going to be very clear to you that, hey, you need to listen to him. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter how many YouTube videos you watched and what you're seeing on the news. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. He knows exactly what you need better than you know what you need. He's been guiding people through this world for centuries, and he's very successful at it. And you need to listen to him. He knows exactly what you need more than you know what you need, right? He's the creator, right? He created you. He knows what you like better than you know what you like. He's going to lead you in a pathway of things that you enjoy if you listen to the Holy Spirit. And praise the Lord. He wants you to have a good life in him. You say, well, Jeremiah, where does it say in the scripture that he wants you to have a good life? Well, you know, there's many scriptures that talks about how he wants you to have a good life. And if you'd like to read Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. He talks about that he has some good thoughts a good, he has an expected end for you, and he wants you to have a good life, right? John 10:10 says, I came to give you life and it more abundantly. One version says, a life better than you ever dreamed of, right? Now, I'm just giving you two. We can go there into a whole bunch more if you'd like, but God wants you to have a good life. And that a good life is following him. A good life is fulfilling his will in your life. A good life, because you're going to reap all kinds of good benefits following him in your life, praise the Lord. And the number one is just getting to be with him, right? Seeking him first, and he's with you. When you see him do so many wonderful things in your life, that's a fun life, right? But you got to be a person that's seeking him and letting him to do wonderful things in your life. That life that you think, well, hey, I've got all planned out, is, yeah, it's not going to be half as good as what he has for you. Now, he put those desires in there, and he'll do some things with that. But, you know, his plans are so much better than your plans if you listen to the Father and those circumstances, praise the Lord. Well, she said, whatever he says to you, do it, whatever it is. What is he saying to you? Are you doing it? What is he talking to you about? He said, well, he's not talking to me. What did he say the last time he talked to you? Was there something you haven't done? You know, you need to listen to whatever he says and do it. The sixth verse is, now there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 20 and 30 gallons apiece. And Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. Now, this is going to take some faith, right? I mean, it looks like water right now, and they're going to take it to the master of the feast, taking it to the leader. Well, we're going to take this water. We hope that it's something good's going to happen here. You know, they're going to have some faith to take it there. And he said to them, draw out now, take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. And when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he did not know that where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to them, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now. You know, it's interesting. That's a lot being said right there, if you think about it. You know, your life, if you pick it and how you plan it, it's going to be good. But if you listen to the word, and you take the direction from the word, it's going to be really good. He said that he's going to have you can have the best with that. Think about that today. You can have the best in life from him. You can have the best of everything if you'll listen to the Father, you know. You know, you having all kinds of different things, or having circumstances, and, you know, there's people that have all everything, you know, and they're not happy. But, you know, you can have the things that he gives to you and be so much more happy. It's amazing to me, you know, if you're willing to do things. I know, I remember when I got the baptism, the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You know, you think about, well, you know, I could have enjoyed life being a Christian, but now I get to enjoy life even better because I was willing to step out and have that experience of the baptism, the Holy Spirit. You know, mentally, you could say, well, man, you know, why would I do that? I don't even understand that. If you try to figure it out, you never will, because it's a language only the Father knows, you know, and you can think it out, but there's many scriptures about it. Paul said, I wish I prayed in tongues more than you all. And you can mentally sit there and figure that out. And you can say, well, I don't even know, you know, if I don't know how this is going to work. But if you'll just step out in faith, you can have a deeper experience in your Christian walk. If you'll step out and let him do what he wants to do. He said that in Acts, the 2nd chapter, he said they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And one version of the Moffat's translation, it said, as he gave them the words to utter, you know, talking about speaking in tongues. Well, you know, he'll speak to you, but you got to utter the words, and you got to speak, and you got to start speaking out of your mouth, you know. I never forget a brother talking about, you know, Brother John Osteen. He's talking about once he got baptized with the Holy Spirit, he started saying, oh, Todio. That's all he knew, you know. But he was so happy to get it, you know, and he developed that language after some time, you know. It's not perfect usually at first, but it develops after time. And he's just said, oh, Todio, oh, Todio, oh, Todio, oh, Todio, oh, Todio. He kept saying it over and over. But he was so happy that he had prayer language and only God and him understood. And after some time, you know, you can develop that more, you know. But he was just so happy to have a deeper relationship with the Father. You know, if there was one after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I would get in on it. because I love getting a deeper, being deeper and closer to God, having a deeper experience in my Christian walk. You know, it's amazing how people, you know, they just have to have everything figured out. You know, salvation's not going to be all figured out. You got to speak it out of your mouth, confess Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart God's risen from the dead. It doesn't make sense to speak it out of your mouth, but that made a big change in your life and changed your life forever once you did that. And if you hadn't done that, it'll make a change in your life. But if you're going to have to figure it out, you know, you probably never have the experience. You've got to be a person that steps out in faith and let God do those wonderful things in your life. Praise the Lord. Well, this is a sign that Jesus did. That was the beginning of miracles. And he's letting you know, hey, if you're going to figure this out with the water, you know, I remember, I'll never forget one time there was a guy talking about a miracle being done. I believe it was in Africa. He was out there and they ran out of gas. And the Lord told him to pour water into the gas tank. Well, you know, in your head, you're like, that'll run my car. You know, but that was what God was telling him, you know, and it was a miracle God was wanting to do. And he poured it in and God was able to change it to gas. Now, I'm not saying go pour water into your tank. It's going to change into gas. But for him, that was his rhema, what God told him. And God was able to use that circumstance to help him in that situation. You know, if you're going to figure it out, the things of God, you know, then you're never going to taste the great things of God in your life. You know, doing this podcast wouldn't make any sense probably, but it's been reaching people around the world. Think about that today, you know, and you know, it doesn't matter what it is that he's called you to do. You need to do that, you know, so you can be on track with your health, because he's going to, your healing's involved in you doing what you're supposed to do for God, and you having a prosperous family and having a healthy family. You know, doing the things of God are going to make your life better, you know, make things better for you. There's a protection there and safety there, you know, doing the things God has for you, and blessings are all on that path if you're doing what God's called you to do. You say, well, Jeremiah, what are you talking about? You know, I can tell you, and I can tell you over and over, give you scriptures over and over, but you got to step out and let God do something in your life. Let's look at Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 25th verse. It says, now the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. Think about this, you know. He had a prayer meeting. He's up praying on the mountain, you know, and he comes down. And he's like, man, I'm just going to walk on the water. He's high on the Lord, and he's walking on the water, you know. He's like, well, I might as well take the quickest route to the boat to catch up with the disciples. Let's just walk on the water, you know. Might as well do that, you know. I mean, I'm high on the Lord, and, you know, he's full of faith. He's been up on the mountain, you know. Maybe you need to go up on the mountain. You could accomplish a whole lot more if you'd spend some time with Jesus and get his grace and his presence. Maybe you could get there quicker, you know, and stop doing it all on yourself. But let his grace and his power help you, you know. Well, he's out. He's having a good time walking across the water, probably ice skating across the water, you know, and just having a good time, you know, going to the boats. They're scared. They're like, what is this? We've never seen this. This is not natural. You know, and some of the things God may have you do may not seem natural. You know, it's amazing to me how many Christians think everything have to be just natural. But the Bible's full of supernatural things happening all the time, you know, and you need to be looking for something supernatural to happen in your life. God wants some things to happen in your life today, tomorrow, this week. He wants to move. He wants you to see him move in your life. He likes to show off and he likes to show you how good he is. Amen. He's a good father. And he wants you to see how good he is and experience him in your life. You weren't set for just a natural, boring life. You know, I think some people, God gets bored with them. He likes faith. You know, it's boring to just get up every day and go to work and not trust God to get somebody ministered to and to not see his favor work in your life and blessings work in your life, you know. You know, I think God really does get bored with people. He likes to laugh. I don't know if you know this, you know. He likes to have joy in things. He'd like to see you have some joy in your life. Praise the Lord. Let's read the rest of this. I'm getting stuck there. He said, and when the disciples saw him walk on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they were cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. Don't get over in that fear side, you know. Be of good cheer. Did that go along with what he tells us there in the scriptures? He says, have good, think of things of good report. You know, he didn't want them to get over on the fear side. He wanted them to keep their minds on good things. You know, faith happens in with good thoughts. If you thinking good things in your life, when you let your mind get over in the fear territory, then, you know, there's not going to be a lot of faith there. You know, there's a time there he's praying for somebody, tells them to get out of the room. Well, you know, they're done gotten over into where they're out of faith, and he has to have a room electric. He has to have an electric for the things to happen, you know, to have faith in that environment, you know. And sometimes you're going to have to shut the phone off, shut off some streaming videos. You have to shut off some stuff so that you have faith in the environment if you're going to achieve what you're trying to achieve for God. You know, you're going to have to shut some stuff off. If you can't shut some things off, you're going to have to ask God to help you to have the strength so that you can walk in this life to fulfill his purpose in your life. You know, the enemy's trying to distract so many people today with so many things. You know, there's nothing wrong with watching some good things. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a good show here and there. But if you're so distracted and you can't listen to the Holy Spirit, then, you know, you're going to have to shut some things off and be able to do what he's called you to do, keep that environment of faith that he wants you to have for your life, right? But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. He tells them, you know, you need to be of good cheer and happy and not afraid. Notice he sets a line of demarcation there between fear and cheerful, right? You're not supposed to be fearful, you know? There's a difference in having the fear of God and having the fear of being scared and worried. And no, the fear is more like, well, if God is like you being without a life raft in the middle of a deep ocean, you know, and but that life raft is sustaining you. Yeah, there's a reverent fear, but there's also a fear of you being scared and worried all the time and stressed out all the time. You know, no, that's, he says, don't be that way. Matter of fact, he's very clear about not living in fear and knowing that he's going to take care of you. He's told us clearly in Matthew, the 7th chapter, you know, he wants you to be happy, right? Yeah, that's not easy, Jeremiah. I didn't say it was easy, but that's what he's asked us to do, is to keep and keep out of fear. You know, if you can overcome fear, you can do anything for God. If you're not worried at all, think about all the things you could do for God if you could just stay out of fear all the time and not be worried. Think about all the things you could do. You know, it seemed like fear and worry were the biggest things to keep people from accomplishing what God had them to do every time, was fear and worry. Well, if I give him this, you remember the person, he asked him to give everything. If I give him this, what am I going to have? And he told him, you're going to have more than what you need, basically, to the man he asked him to give everything he had. You know, you think about when they were going to fight the giants, right? And trying to get into the promised land, they were fear and worried about getting into the promised land. Oh my goodness, fear and worry were the biggest problems in so many people's life. Well, if I have to turn loose of this, you know, and God's already got something better in your path, you know, he's already got something on the way to take care of you, you know, because he's a provider and he's faithful, right? But fear and worry is what keeps people from achieving the things of God, you know. And he clearly tells us throughout scripture to stay out of fear, but he wants us to be of cheer and think of things of good report. That's a task, and it's something you have to work on every day, keeping your spirit up and keeping yourself thinking about good report things all the time. Praise the Lord. And that's what he's asking us to do. But notice what he says here. So in the 28th verse, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water. And so Peter's wanting something he's never had before. You know, he's longing to get out there on the water and walk with Jesus. You know, there's no reason that he should have just done this, you know, and people would say, that's a crazy desire, Peter. You want to walk on the water. That's crazy, you know, and today they would say, that's crazy. You want to do something fun, you know. Oh, they'd be on social media everywhere. They'd be like, oh, that's crazy. You want to do something fun. God doesn't want you to have fun. But he asked Peter to come on out on the water. Think about that. He didn't have to, right? The other disciples just sat in the boat, and they didn't get to have any fun this day. They just sat there, and they get to watch Peter having all the fun. He's stepping out on the water, you know? you know, and you can listen to everybody else and listen to them. They're not having any fun because they don't ever step out. You'll never have an adventure of faith. You can stay in the boat and be sad and depressed like all these other people. Just they know who Jesus is, but they never stepped out, you know, and never used any faith. But boy, they like to talk and like to go off and do all these things, you know, or you can step out there and have some fun stepping out, doing what God's called you to do, you know, and he did. He stepped out, and I didn't say just do anything. He spoke to Peter. This was his will, that Peter would have some fun getting on the water with him. You know, it's his will that you enjoy this life. It's his will that you have some fun. Do you know that? Boy, I know that just makes somebody mad. I can just feel it in my spirit. Even as I'm saying this, I know it makes somebody. Somebody's sitting there, oh, man, God wants you to have fun. You know, he's coming soon, and Jeremiah doesn't care about that. No, he wants you to have fun. He wants you to have some joy in this life, and you having a little joy make other people want to serve God, right? You be looking like a sourpuss, and you look all sad and depressed every day. You know, that doesn't look like something somebody wants to have, right? But you having joy and enjoying a relationship with Jesus, people want to get in on that, right? They want what you have, right? Amen. Well, let's go ahead and go on here. And Peter answered and said, Lord, it is you. Command me to come out and on the water. He's like, let me go out there. And he said, come. And Peter did it, man. He's like, man, I'm going to go have some fun. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds and the boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out saying, Lord, save me. Think about this now. People can say, well, he went down. Most fear was the thing that caused it. The devil likes to use fear to get you off track. You know, he likes to use things to scare you. You know, hey, this person's not, you know, these circumstances are going to be bleak and they're going to be a challenge for you. You know, he likes to get you off with fear. You know, that spirit of fear, the Bible calls it a spirit of fear. You have to speak to it and say, get out of here in Jesus' name, right? But, you know, he wants to get you off. And the biggest way he does that is with fear. Maybe there's maybe a whole lot of people listening right now, you know, and you got fear. You know, you got to get out of that fear. You need to speak to it. Say, get out of here in Jesus' name. You may have to speak to it a few times. Get out of here in Jesus' name, you know, to get that peace and that joy and get back up on the water to enjoy whatever it is and enjoy your life with Jesus, right? Whatever he's spoken to you about, get back out there and have some fun doing it. And enjoying it, right? It doesn't matter what everybody else says. You know, they're in the boat. They didn't get out. And it's not about them, is it? It's about you and God. And you enjoying the experience in this life with God. You know, whatever he's called you to do, whatever he's wanting you to do with your life, you need to get focused on that, right? And not worried about what's going on with everybody else. You focused on your relationship with him and enjoying life, you know? He'd love to see you walk on the water. He'd love to see you have some faith and enjoy in your circumstances, you know? And if you want something you never had before, you got to be willing to do something you've never done before, right? You're going to have to get out when everybody else is staying in, right? And you got to get out and maybe everybody's going to see you and not be embarrassed. Just enjoy your relationship with the Lord, you know? I never forget going to minister at Rhema, you know, and everybody's going to see me, you know, going to Rhema, you know, and when I get up there and minister, everybody's going to see me, you know, I ministered for the first time. I'll never forget, you know, got in front of people and they're all going to see me. But, you know, how bad do you want it? Does it matter what everybody else is thinking of you all the time? Or does it matter most you enjoying this experience in life with God and doing what you enjoy with Jesus? It could be playing music, writing a book, doing a business. You know, but you can enjoy that experience of whatever he's called you to do, you know, and help further his kingdom more if you're having joy in it, you know. There's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be things you have to overcome, but you have to keep your joy and enjoy it every day, you know. Enjoy that experience that you're having with the Father every day. That's up to us, not up to anybody else. It's up to us, praise the Lord. My time is getting very short. But, you know, there was a woman there, you know, Elisha goes to her house, a widow with the oil. I'd read the story. You can read it in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And the woman, you know, she's in a dire circumstance, you know, her servant, her husband's dead. And the servant feared the Lord and he was a creditor. The creditors were going to come take her kids. dark circumstance, you know. But, you know, Elisha comes to town and he's got a word that's totally opposite of her circumstances. You would think, well, man, she needs to work three jobs now. Or she's going to lose her kids. She don't have time to just do what God's telling her, him to do. But, you know, she could have lost her kids if she wouldn't listen to what the man of God was saying. Maybe today, you know, this is important. You're listening to what I'm saying, you know. God wants you to be okay in your circumstance, and he wants you to be in health, and he wants good things for you, but you got to listen to him, you know, listen to the Father and use some faith today. You know, don't be faithless, be a person full of faith and stepping out of what God's called you to. Don't be deterred. Not tomorrow when you get up, the next day when you get up, not being deterred. You got to be a person of faith and action, right? You know, he tells her, he says, go get the bunch. Well, I start going out of the back of my car. He said, no, you're in a building. You're in a building for this business, you know? And you're like, no, I'm going to do it this way. You know, you're going to have to listen to him. You know, if you're going to get the full thing that he's trying to get to you, you're going to have to listen to him, you know? And he says, go, she's going to get these things, and he's going to get these vessels, and she loads the house down, gets all the vessels she can get that she can find. And he says, now close the door, and you start pouring that oil into those, and it's going to multiply into all these pots. You say, well, what is oil? That's dollar signs for her. She can sell this oil and take care of her kids and take care of her husband that's gone, you know, and God can do a whole lot with oil in her life, you know, but if she isn't willing to go get those, get the pots, and might be embarrassed asking for pots, you know, might even have, not even have nice clothes, and, you know, but she's getting these pots, you know. Circumstances shouldn't keep you from doing what God's called you to do, whatever it is today. You know, you don't have to worry about it anyway. He's going to have to do it. Amen. And what do you got to lose? What are you so worried about? You got to lose. Step out and let him do what he wants to do. Well, she's blowing all these pots. She's pulling up these pots all around, you know, dollar bills everywhere. And filling up the pots, and she was able to sell that and take care of her family. Think about that today, you know. Why is it that so many people don't have what they need? Is because they're not willing to do what they need to do, right? Not willing to step out of their circumstances, you know. And you're going to see the mighty works of God if you just step out and let God do some mighty things in your life. I've seen this over and over in my own life. I mean, Sheila have seen it. But you've got to be a person willing to do the thing that he's leading you to do, and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life with the word and through his word, and letting God minister to you. Praise the Lord. Well, she did that, and it came to pass that the vessels were full, and she and to her son, she kept asking them, bring me more, bring me more. She finally filled them all up. And her son said to her, there's not any more vessels. She's like, what? This is still pouring oil, you know? And finally it ended up running out. You know, and she had plenty to take care of the circumstances that she was in. He said, go sell it and pay your debt and your son's lives on the and all the rest to take care of the circumstances, you know. You know, and the more you're willing to do what God has you to do, the more he can help you with your circumstances. But the more you sit there with your fingers crossed and your hands in your lap and you don't move your legs and you're not willing to speak some things out of your life, and you're not willing to experience the best that God has for your life. Not willing, you always got to think it through. This may not be for you. This may not be the message you need to hear today, because this is for those that are willing to do the things that God's asked them to do and stepping out of their circumstances and stepping out on the water. A person that's willing to step out and wash the mud off their eyes, they're going to see some things they've never seen before with God. If you're willing to do what you've never done before, you'll see some things you've never seen before in your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. And Father, we just ask, Lord, as I've ministered your word, Father, we ask that you minister to these people, Father, this week. Help them to keep that word in their heart, Father. And help them, Lord, help them to do that thing that you're leading them to do this week, Father. Help them to be led by you. And we just ask for it in Jesus' name. And we always give you the praise and all the glory every time, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you don't know Jesus, you need to know him today. Amen. It's the first step on reaching out in your step of faith today. And you're going to have something you never had before. He's going to make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. He's going to make your life better. Well, you know, just pray this prayer with me today. Father, I believe you've risen Jesus from the dead. And Father, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I believe if you prayed that and you believe that God's risen Jesus from the dead, confessed him out of your mouth, I believe you are saved today. Praise the Lord. And I'd love to hear about it. Put it in the chat. I'd love to see you in the chat there. I'll take a few minutes to look at that after I'm done and maybe answer some questions if I can answer there. Amen. You know, email me at jeremiahsministries@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. We love you here. If there's anything we can pray with you for, send it to jeremiahsministries@yahoo.com. Me and my wife will pray for you. We love you. God bless you. And I hope that you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.